T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He knows it's going to get attention. He knows that people are going to notice that he's done that. And, oh, it's super petty. And listen, he has the right to do whatever he wants. I think the bigger issue here is they miss him. The bigger issue is, in the grand scheme of things, he might not necessarily win with the contract, but he has shown the Pittsburgh Steelers that he was needed.
Ryan Clark on ESPN talking about your favorite ex-Steeler, Le'Veon Bell. The Fan Hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. Now, you're already down in the dumps because the Steelers have lost 3 straight, and you got the Patriots Sunday and the Saints on the horizon. So why am I just kicking a dead horse, kicking you while you're down and bringing Le'Veon Bell back up? Well, let me tell you why.
You're so negative.
Because after the Steelers lost to the Raiders, Bell liked a post on Instagram that was sent out from the Steelers' Instagram feed that had the final score of the game on it.
Is that petty, like Ryan Clark says? Is it passive? Is it even passive aggressive to do that at this point? Because you know it's going to be seen, like Clark said. Or is that just straight out aggressive?
No, it's jilted lover, we're done, and you just went to your next girlfriend and that didn't work. So I'm super happy when I saw that you guys broke up online.
Yeah.
Like, you got rid of all her pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it.
That's exactly what that is. He's not wrong. Well, I shouldn't say, like, I can't judge rightness or wrongness.
But do you think do you think he looks like a moron that he's celebrating or taking delight in the Steelers losing?
No, not really. Because if I were an opposing GM, if that's why you're asking this, like, how does he look to the teams that could sign him? I would be like, look at how proud this guy is of his own abilities and in believing in his own abilities. That he is taking some delight. Like, I think GMs want somebody competitive enough and feisty enough. That to me, that's a positive selling point.
If I'm Le'Veon Bell, I don't care that I had relationships with those guys, and some of them might even be my friends, like James Conner. If I'm Bell, I want the Steelers to lose every game.
Well, yeah, some of those guys trashed you, too.
But it makes me look better.
If they miss the playoffs, Le'Veon Bell's contract should go up, whatever he gets from somebody. That's the bottom line. I actually
agree with that. You know why? Because we talked about how the more James Conner did, the easier it made
teams
would look at Bell and say, well, wait a minute.
Why do we need to do this?
Was he a product of the system? Was he only effective there because of the guys he had around him? Well, now the Steelers' running game has been grinded down to a screeching halt. They're not doing anything in the run game. They're not getting very much production from their running backs. So I would think Le'Veon Bell right now would feel like, huh, I am the missing piece. If you had me in Oakland, maybe you win that game.
So I got to just, like, tell you, just go to last year, a year that you and others have criticized him for and said it wasn't that great of a season for him, especially in his yards per everything. So we're getting to the nitty-gritty point of the season here where we're in late November into early December now. I'm just going to give you his yards from scrimmage in some of these games in the later chunks of the season last year. A couple three-point wins back-to-back over Green Bay and Cincy. 95 yards rushing, 88 receiving against Green Bay. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Against Cincy the following week, another three-point win. 76 yards rushing, 106 receiving, and a touchdown receiving. Against Baltimore the following week. Again, this is a nitty-gritty time for the Steelers. They win by a point. He only gets 48 yards rushing, but he catches 9 balls for 77 and a touchdown. He has 2 touchdowns that he, or 3 touchdowns he accounts for in that game. And then in a game they should have won against New England, 117 on the ground, 48 receiving. The dude was balling out when the team needed him the most in a bunch of close games late in the season when you separate the wheat from the chaff last year. In a year most people are saying was the wheat from the chaff.
Okay.
That's just an expression.
Craig, have you ever heard that before? That this is the time of year where you separate the wheat from the chaff?
Chris is going to say I'm not a great barometer for these things, but absolutely not.
That's what December is known as? The time where the wheat and chaff get separated?
The boys from the men.
Okay.
Okay. But for the record, wheat from the chaff is separate the valuable from the worthless. The chaff being worthless or the Steelers running back
situation
currently.
So in this case, who's the chaff?
Jalen Samuels, Stephen Ridley, and a banged-up James Conner for the time being. Okay, my point is this. The Steelers won 4-1 in that, or 3-1 in that stretch of games I mentioned. Close games, all of them. Some of them to bad teams, admittedly, just like this stretch.
Yeah.
And what was the common denominator? In every one of those games, Le'Veon Bell was either very good or great. What have they not had? Any threat of a running game? Half the questions Ben Roethlisberger has had to answer have been justifications of why they don't run the ball anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If they had Le'Veon Bell right this second, they would not be 7-5-1. They would have been running the ball more effectively. If they needed to go to Dobbs like they did in the Raiders game, they would have had a lot of faith that the running back could still carry the day.
Yeah.
Dobbs wouldn't have had to throw downfield. He'd have been dumping the ball off to an elite pass catcher.
The Steelers haven't missed the playoffs since Bell's rookie year.
When he wasn't the guy he became either.
And they started 0-3 without him. His first game was against Minnesota in week 4. If he had been healthy that year, they probably would have made the playoffs.
And the year...
So you could say, you could make the argument right now that with Le'Veon Bell, the Steelers make the playoffs, and without him, they don't. And so that would make him, I think, more valuable in free agency. I was the difference between the Steelers making the playoffs and missing the playoffs. So it's flipped again.
He wins.
When the Steelers were in a 6-game winning streak, it was all about they don't need this guy, screw him. The team has been galvanized. They found James Conner. They have a number one back who's just as good and makes only $1 million a year. What a bargain. This team doesn't need Le'Veon Bell. They're better off without him. They don't need the extra drama or the extra distraction. Now it's flipped again. Right now, he's winning the divorce. And it pains me to say that. But... you know, he's getting the bigger child support check right now. He's got the better situation. He got to stay in the house and the Steelers had to leave. Like, I hate to say this, but he right now, as of this moment, is winning the divorce and he's rubbing it in the Steelers' face by liking a post that showed the Raiders beat the Steelers on Sunday.
Here's all I'll say. When the Steelers were getting running production, the level of Le'Veon Bell, so I'm saying 100-plus yards a game, basically, they're 5-0 in that stretch. The last four games, that same late November to early December run, they're 1-3, the one win being a narrow victory over Jacksonville. I'm going to read you their team rushing totals those four games. 26, 75, 65, and 40. 75, 65, and 40 have been in three straight losses.
They're not running the ball anymore. They can't do it.
They have abandoned an entire segment of the offense that when Bell was here was often the best part of the offense because it just had benefits. Even if he would only get 3 yards on plays, just him being on the field had major benefits. Not only is he winning the divorce, he's winning it emphatically at the moment. And if they crater and finish out of the playoffs, if I were a team looking at him, even if I thought, man, this guy seems like kind of a jerk with some of the things he said about them or handled this, I would want him on my team if I felt like I didn't have a running game. And there will be teams who feel that way. I would feel like I was getting, just by record, the proof in the pudding, a major league difference maker. Because he is one. And everybody that said, hey, I don't want Le'Veon Bell here, you're continuing to see what it actually looks like right now.
It looked like it was going to be a win-win for the Steelers that they had saved themselves $14.5 million, found their next great running back, and actually their offensive numbers were up and their season was on the up and up. And now it's taken a nosedive.
What would their record – I'm going to ask you because I have a number in mind. What would their record be this year with Le'Veon Bell? Had he come back after the Carolina
game?
They'd
be at least a full game better, win better than they are right now.
I would give them the Denver game because I think that he finds a way into the end zone. I don't think he fumbles when Connor fumbles. And I also think that maybe their play calling's different in the final possession if it even comes to that. And I think they beat the Raiders. The only game I might not give them is the Chargers game because a lot of that was about Phillip Rivers doing great things in the second half. But I also kind of believe the Steelers would have been better at just running some clock and just eating through time with Le'Veon Bell. They're at least 9-3-1, maybe 10-2-1 if he comes back after the Panthers game.
Yeah, I don't think he would have been in at least the first game you're talking about there. I don't think he would have gotten vintage Le'Veon Bell because it was going to take him more time
to get up to speed.
But right now, he would have been on the inactive list for a couple of weeks. He would be getting more comfortable, and he would absolutely be a better option than Jalen Samuels and Stephen Ridley, and that's not even up for discussion. Anybody who thinks that they'd rather have that kind of Three Stooges backfield with Ridley, well, Samuels, and Edmonds are out of their minds.
I think we should ask Ben Roethlisberger. He says we should focus on what was going on good with his team down the stretch there. Guys making plays for him. Jalen, Jesse, Vance, Ryan.
And they didn't even use a committee on Sunday. Tomlin said they were going to take a committee approach in Oakland. No, they didn't. They put Ridley in at the goal line for one opportunity, and that was really it. It was Samuels the rest of the game. They didn't really play that game with a true running back.
Do you know what play I can't stop thinking about? I know they cashed it in for a touchdown anyway, I believe, right after. The Switzer play in the flat in Oakland where he just falls down.
Mm-hmm.
You think Le'Veon Bell, if he's in the Switzer position there, falls down? Or do you think he dances right into the end zone?
Well, a lot of it had to do with the turf, but screw it.
It was
I
a
think
bad
Bell
throw,
scores.
And it was a bad throw, and it was bad.
He's a
turf.
Much better athlete. He's a much better player.
He
than
is
Switzer.
A top drawer athlete. Switzer's
Switzer
a good
could
athlete.
Sleep in the top drawer. He's so small.
Switzer's a good athlete. Bell's a transcendent one, and the Steelers are finding that out.
So now Le'Veon Bell's rubbing it in their face, liking a Instagram post with the Raiders over the Steelers, final score in it. He's laughing it up, cackling it up as the Steelers struggle. Are you ready to admit that the Steelers miss Le'Veon Bell?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.